talking to one of the busiest performers in and out of Hollywood. James Dumont joins us in the studio.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, AfterBuzzers. We're here. We are back. I am your host, Amy Cassandra, and I am joined by someone you've seen him in Patriots Day, you've seen him in Deepwater Horizon and Jurassic World, James Dumont.
Hey, hello everybody. Oh. Hello AfterBuzzers. I'm back.
Hi. So, okay, we need to talk about what you're doing because
yes.
I just can't believe everything you've been in.
Mm-hmm.
But first we're going to focus on what you're doing right now.
Currently, yes. We just finished episode 8. I'm doing Law & Order: The Menendez Murders on NBC every Tuesday. And so I play Brian Anderson, who is the Menendez brothers' uncle. Kitty Menendez, the mom, was my sister, which is played by Lolita Davidovich. And it has Edie Falco as our lead. And we have some amazing actors who are playing Lyle and Eric Menendez.
Now, how did you get this role?
Ah, that's a good thing. I live in New Orleans. So I tape for auditions all over the world, all over the country, actually. So I tape this in my home. And I sent in my audition, and boom, voila, I'm here.
That is so wonderful.
Yes, it's the modern technology. You can be anywhere. I've taped things for Canada, something for Canada Today.
Hey.
So yeah, hey, Canada, eh? Hey. We can do it up in Vancouver, you know. So
that's
yeah,
good.
So I tape for things all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, it's the ability now with everybody with internet and with cameras and streamlining and being able to condense files, you can basically audition for things all over. So I'm up for two things in Atlanta, two things in New York, one thing in Vancouver now today. So yeah, and two things in New Orleans. So there's that.
See, I didn't.
That's how
lie.
You stay busy, folks.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
I was like, I didn't lie. You are one of the busiest performers.
It's true.
Now, what do you think is key to staying busy and making sure that you're doing what you want to do?
I think keeping your skills sharp. Like, I do kind of an on-camera workout with people in New Orleans, and I also do it here in L.A. when I'm here, is just being fresh and ready and available for on-camera stuff when the opportunities come. So it's just being ready when the call comes, as opposed to waiting for the call to ring, or the phone to ring, rather, or the email to come through, however you get your information. But most of the time, in terms of auditions, it's just once they kind of come in, I have a deadline in terms of dropping everything in my entire life and just getting it in time. Because I have time zones that I have to deal with. Like things are, it's a little bit later here in L.A., but then New York, it's like if I have to do something for New York or Atlanta, I'm already in a different time zone. So
wow.
The idea is to be ready and available when that time comes. So those who are younger who are studying, it's like be in class, be ready. If you have friends who have cameras and stuff, find material and just practice and get really good at it. So that's how I stay busy.
So, okay, so then you taped your audition at home.
That's correct.
And then they were like, that's it, you got the role?
Yeah, I've done 130 movies and TV shows, so I'm not a new entity.
Yeah.
I'm an old dog with some new tricks.
You're
so
not
the
an
idea is,
old dog.
It's true, woof, woof, old dog.
You're skilled.
It's skilled,
yeah.
I got some skills, yo. So it comes down to, I have a body of work that people kind of know me for a period of time. Also, there were these three scenes. I thought it was three episodes. It turned out to be six. So I'm doing six of the eight episodes. And I was I'm very specific about the kind of choices that I make. I've done the same thing. My first auditions for like Dallas Buyers Club. That's how I got my meeting. My first audition for Deepwater. And then I had my meeting with Pete. So first it's, sometimes your first read is really on camera. And then you're really kind of going there to meet the director and kind of work. And that's exactly what I did for Deepwater. I did that for Peter Berg for Deepwater. I also did it for Dallas Buyers Club, Jean-Marc Vallée. Emmy winner, Jean-Marc Vallée.
Gotta add that part in.
Yeah, you gotta get it in because he's getting close to an Oscar. Just watch.
Oh, my God. And award season is coming up.
It's right around the corner. And I'm going to make a prediction right here on AfterBuzz. Here we go. Folks,
okay.
You ready? Okay, Edie Falco. Guaranteed nomination for a Golden Globe for Leslie Abramson on Law & Order Menendez Murders. And both Miles and Gus, who play the Menendez brothers, Eric and Lyle, will also get a nomination of the Golden Globe. So, and Emmys, that's a year off, but I'm going to throw that in the hat too. How about that?
I mean, I can't.
That's why you're buzzing, folks. You're getting the buzz right here, right now.
See, and you're giving us all this brand new information. You guys heard it here first.
First. Not anywhere else, right here.
Now, what would you say is the hardest part about getting those auditions? Because, I mean, we have a lot of people that come to LA to audition and get, you know, any roles, really. They just want to get started. What is that hardest
part? I think, you know, the hard part is that it used to be, and I hate to say this, but it used to be LA was the place that you really could kind of build your career. That's really not the case now. I think you really don't come to LA unless you really have lots of credits behind you, lots of experience, a tape, resumes, a heavy resume, reels that really kind of impress. So you can kind of come in at a particular level. It used to be you can kind of build your career, but the LA is really about capitalizing. It's taking you from here and really kind of moving you to another place. So I recommend to people, I always have a lot of young actors that I coach and mentor, that markets like Chicago or New York. Chicago's got 10 television shows. Atlanta, by the way, it's got $7 billion worth of film and television. So really build up those kind of credits there and then come here with a really heavy reel that has, you know, studio movies where you're playing a small role or a guest star or a co-star, really something that's substantial. If you're here already, then it's just the good old hustle. I mean, I hustled like everybody else. I read 200 plays when I was in New York. I went to backstage, I went to open calls, I did student films. You know, there's all these opportunities to, you know, Actors Access, and there's, you know, places where you can kind of submit yourself, but get your pictures that look like you, make your resume, build your resume by, you know, class experience or things. But I always, you know, they used to make a joke, you know, James Dumont will show up to an opening of an envelope. I mean, I was everywhere. I was everywhere when I was in New York, when I was in my 20s. And and that's really what it comes down to. It's just really, you know, boots on the ground, hustle, and do everything, say yes to everything, try to make sure you have a really great survival job that you do a really good job at, that they love you, and if you need to go away, they're like, yeah, we love you, just go do your audition and come back. So, you know, I have lots of students, about 100 or so, that kind of float around that I've coached and mentored, and I say the exact same thing to them. They're all like, oh, I did one episode of NCIS New Orleans, and I'm ready to go to LA, and I'm like, no, you're not, not really, not yet.
Not yet.
So really, you know, capitalize, I say maximize yourself in the marketplace that you're at.
Okay.
So if you're in Seattle or Chicago or Boston or Philadelphia or Atlanta, you know, be the person that books every job and then come here. I just feel like here is really where, it's just used to be you can kind of build it, but it's American Idol kind of time, which means let me take you from the grocery, you know, clerk to being, having your own record deal. And that's a catapult as opposed to a build. And builds really happen in smaller markets, in my opinion.
Well, see, and it's very inspirational to know that you got this role by taping it at home.
That's right. It's about crafting. It's about really doing the work on camera. And I, you know, I went a little bit above and beyond. This person had like a comb over, and a friend of mine was the hair person for Preacher, so she built me a comb over in an hour. So I looked, they sent me a picture, I looked like the guy, I had the glasses I bought in a thrift shop 3 years ago, and I showed that as the first image of my audition for the first 6 seconds to go, look, you know, you send me a picture, I'm serious about doing this. This is what I would do. So I always feel like I say to people, you know, make it your own. And so I said, this is, when you send me an audition, you're sending me the job. So I'm going to attack it, and I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. It's 99% of what I'm going to do on set, which then lends a lot of confidence to go, oh, we can hire this guy because this is not a test. This is not a trial. I'm not trying to figure out what they're looking for. This is what I would do. So I say to young actors, I'm like, make it your own and take in the information about the breakdown of what it is, but really, like, make it yours. This is what I would do. Bryan Cranston's a dear friend, and he said the minute he stopped doing the audition for them and started doing it for himself, he worked all the time. And I totally subscribe to that kind of point of view, is to go, this is what I would do with the role, and take it or leave it. It's selection.
Yeah.
It's not rejection. They're not rejecting you. They're just selecting someone else. So they either selected you or they didn't.
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, each step is just in the direction that you need to be in.
That's correct. Everything is a build.
See?
And there's no wasted effort. If you put effort in, effort is never wasted.
Yeah.
But no effort, you're not going to get anywhere.
You're so inspirational. I'm
See?
So glad that you came to us here.
That's what I'm doing. I'm buzzing in.
Yeah, you certainly buzzed in. We're creating all this buzz around you.
Right.
Yeah.
You're watching After Buzz. This is why we come here.
Yes. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Absolutely.
You can just tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, I have an open Facebook page, and on Twitter it's James K. Dumont. And I'm on Instagram if you want some pictures. It's James Dumont. That's it.
And then Law and Order.
Yes, and Law and Order every Tuesday on NBC. And this next two Tuesdays coming up, the 10th and the 17th, I have lots of good stuff. You'll see. 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central.
Nice.
IBC. How's that?
Thank you. See? That's perfect. There's thank the plug. You. Thank you so much. You guys, thank you for listening to this very inspirational interview.
Why, thank you.
I'm your host, Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @AmyCassandra_TV. See you next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.